So apparently we had Titanic Part 2. So obviously everybody knows what happened with the first Titanic because we all saw the movie. And she let Jack go. Really upset. Oh. Joining us now is Alex Stone, ABC News. He's working this story. Did we have Titanic Part 2 in the middle of the ocean?
Well, luckily, everybody's going to be all right. But it does give us a chance to say,
iceberg, run ahead!
So there you go. And maybe we'll add a little, we'll do the whole thing with this behind us.
Oh, jeez.
Because it kind of felt that way to those who were on board. So, 1,900 passengers, the Norwegian Sun, they left Seattle, headed to Alaska last week. Normal stops, you know, any of us who have done the Alaska cruises, you go to Skagway, you go to Ketchikan, you do Juneau, and they went into the ice fields where they all go as well. You watch the glaciers calving and coming down, and boom, they hit an iceberg.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Actually called a growler, a small iceberg. I only thought of a growler as when I go to the bar.
Yeah.
Apparently, a growler is also a small iceberg.
All right.
And passengers, they began phoning in. We were hearing from them saying that they felt it, they heard it, the ship listed, and then they came to a stop, and they knew something wasn't right. Lionel Hoffman, she got off today in Seattle, where they made it back to, and she described it this way.
We're all here having a great time, and all of a sudden, the ship hits an iceberg, which, by the way, is your greatest fear when you're on a cruise ship, am
I
right?
No,
I don't know.
I would think
like norovirus, falling overboard. I wasn't thinking, typically when I've been on cruises, really, I don't think, man, iceberg. Especially in the Caribbean, you don't think, if we hit an iceberg, this is going to be really bad. She also said,
we really felt the impact, and it jarred us. It almost knocked us down. So it was big.
And then Susan Kirk, she was on board as well.
Suddenly there was a ka-thunk. And everybody's eyes got very wide. The crew did not know what was going on.
So they skipped their next stop, and everybody on board said they knew something wasn't right. They were going very slowly. The math wasn't working out for going into, I believe, Skagway or Ketchikan. Then the captain finally came on and said, well, they had hit an iceberg or a growler. And that they were going to, very slowly, because they didn't know the damage, go to Juneau to get inspected there. So they went to Juneau, sat in port for a while, then they were told, well, Coast Guard says we need to go very slowly at minimal speed to Seattle because we don't really know. We got to get an assessment in Seattle. So they have been, I was going to say steaming, but I guess you don't do that any longer. They have been moving for days to get back to Seattle.
Wow.
And out at sea, and they finally got back this morning, and Norwegian says the next cruise that was going to board today canceled. They got to figure out how bad it is. Everybody arrived safely back. They were refunded their money. They're going to be given money.
Did the buffet stay open that whole time?
Yeah, and the drinks were flowing. Everybody seemed perfectly happy when they got off today. They got money for a future cruise. They got this one for free and a future one. But we asked her, so you're going to go on another one?
Well, it'll deter me from going on a cruise with icebergs again. But not in general, right?
Yeah, maybe the Mexican Riviera. She'll go there. The passengers tell us, though, guys, that a lot of Titanic jokes on board. They said that once they knew they were safe and they weren't going to sink, that that everybody was joking about. They said the passengers on their phones were playing exactly this.
Oh,
they're walking around the ship, and that everybody had a good time. That they say it was bad. By the way, that there was somebody recording when it happened. Listen to this. Hear that ticking as they were scraping along this thing, that they were out filming going through the ice fields, and then boom, and then just that deep rumble of it sliding across the bow. Then they knew they had damage. How bad it was, they didn't know.
Alex Stone, ABC News, Titanic Part 2. Thanks, man.
You got it, guys.
Iceberg, run ahead!
Bye.
See ya.